moly, here.
Just have a suggestion. Get back from your mic a little bit.
I'm back about 3 inches. AC 42 moly.
Mic is hot, too. Must be those ICOM mics.
I got the window open down halfway, so I'm picking up road noise.
I can hear it. It's not that bad. I tell you, someone's got bad road noises, Kevin. I cannot. Half the time, I can't tell what he says.
Yeah, who is this?
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin, yeah. Well, to try out my mic after I put the dynamic helmet in the 104.
Talked to very many people on it.
A couple. They said it sounds fine.
I've been thinking about resurrecting my amplified speakers and put back in the car here.
Yeah. Those were good, huh?
They're kind of tinny. It's not what I call a high quality speaker.
Yeah, well, which one's coming?
I have here in the car right now on the ICOM 706. It's just an old cheap speaker. It just, basically, if you have road noise or something like that, it picks up all kind of the highs and it just overrides everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got an email from MFJ said they sent it out and came back to him. I'm supposed to call him back. I might do that real quick. Now it's daytime. I'm here at the stoplight at 5:40, starting to make a left. But I need to give him a call.
Once we get to the house, 5 minutes away. Well, this morning, good part of the morning, I was playing around with the South Carolina QSO party. N1MM, it's got a bug in it. I'd say it's almost like the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, because I was asked to check it out. Well, first of all, I was sent a link to an experimental page, or really they call it developmental page, where they put, you know, files up there for you to try out. Like if you're sponsoring a QSO party and you have certain rules, they change them and they ask you to try it out, make sure everything's working. Well, I was going to do that, I think it was Tuesday, and then I was told, no, we've incorporated it, the changes in the regular N1MM, and just check out the release. And then when I checked that out and it didn't work, and I reported the error message and everything, they said, well, it looks like you didn't use the developmental file. Well, no, I was told not to use that. So I guess tonight, evidently, there's another developmental file. I don't know what's going on. But it kept getting the same error message. It's a whole page long on two different computers, and there's a third person tried that got the same error message. So I don't know what's going on. So I'll go up to this link late this afternoon, probably at 9. I'll try it out and see what's going on.
That happens a lot. Feel like everything I try to do, somebody screws something up, and something's not right. You know, nothing ever goes through the first time.
Well, when you could, part of it's the complication of everything anymore. Yeah, you don't walk into a bank and you have a savings card, and they stamp it and say how much you deposited, and that puts says what your balance is. You know, everything's computerized now. And one thing talks to the other, and this talks to that. It just everything's so much more complicated. And the other thing I really believe is everybody's in such a big hurry. They don't take the time to really find out if it's done right or if they did it right or, you know, or, hey, I grabbed the wrong file and I stuck it up on N1MM or whatever. You know, and it's not a criticism of anybody or N1MM. I can't imagine. It's all free, you know, you can't. But, I don't know, there are so many people involved and it's just not me. And so, there are a lot of people involved. Anyway, I'm on the committee, and I try to help where I can. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to do this evening. But I have our setup all ready to go. I've got the TS-480 all ready to go. You'll see it when you get over there. It's all networked over to the SO2R on my big station. And all I need now is a N1MM module that works.
It's almost like a subroutine sticking from a different content. Sort of like a subroutine patch code. It's changing the way it works for a particular content. Oh, man. Yeah. I remember with Tenneco, the PLC problems they had in the extruders. The code that you were supposed to modify had been modified probably about 20 times before that, and none of the old stuff was ever cleared out. That made it a big mess.
Yeah, this should be very simple. All they did was change the bonus, the bonus stations, and you know, nothing else should have changed on it. Matter of fact, what the error message comes up, it talks about something about error in converting BARN, which is an abbreviation for Barnwell, into some kind of integer, and it wasn't working, wrong format. Well, you don't know that. That should have changed. I don't know what happened. So, anyway. Another thing is, everybody wants to do everything by text. They're picking up a phone and get it cleared up in about 3 minutes. Nobody wants to make a phone call anymore. So they go round and round on these texts back and forth. And it is so time-consuming. It just drives me nuts.
That's why I tell Marcia. I said, why don't you just get up the phone, pick up, and talk to him? You know, instead of playing around with this, that, and the other, talk to the real horse and find out what you need to do. It's funny. She says, well, I don't like to talk to people and stuff. I said, boy, I would have never known that. And then when I get on the phone, it's like, well, you didn't tell them the right thing. Well, yes, I did. I tell you what, there is a lot of difference between the North and the South, the way people think, at least a lot of the ones I've met.
I quite often get questions. People text me, but what about this? Or this isn't working, or you know, a lot of it has to do with digital. Or just questions in general. I have gotten the point now where I just say, I'd be glad to help you, but you need to call me. you know, and I bet you 50% of the time I never get a call back. But I just get tired of going around in circles. You know, one answer in a text would generate another question, and that question would generate something else, and it just goes around in circles. The guy on the phone, he was talking about it, and I've got TeamViewer on there. It's easy to get on somebody's computer and see what's going on. I mean, it's, there's so many variables in all these programs that are so interlinked, and you really don't know what they set up or what settings they have that might have affected it. It's just, so I've gotten to the point where unless they're willing to talk on the phone, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, that's really true. Because you don't know if that first question or thinks or they did something else. Yeah. Well, you don't have enough time to start off with and try to figure out everybody else's problems.
What really aggravates me, I find out they hadn't really tried to troubleshoot it. I just want somebody else to figure out what's wrong. It just rubs me the wrong way. You know, it's not like my time's valuable. They just don't want to take the time to learn it.
Right. Read the instructions. Oh, you got to turn it on first. Oh, AC 424.
N4IQ, QRT.